சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 27 வெர்ஸ் 46.
புத்திர்நாஹமஹம் தேவஹ புத்தி சாக்ஷீதி நிச்சயாத் கர்த்ருபாவ நிவ்ருத்தி ஸ்யாத் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ.
ஆச்சாரிய நரசிம்ஹ பாரதி மென்ஷன்ட் த ஷடூர்மீஸ், சிக்ஸ் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஊர்மீஸ், த பெயின் எவ்ரி இண்டிவிஜுவல் அண்டர்கோஸ் at body level, at the prana level, at the mind level. At body level, jara, mrityu, old age and death bound to be there for every one. No one can escape. That itself is a pain. Old age itself is painful. Of course, death is also painful. How to come out of this pain? Unavoidable. You cannot escape. But that pain, how to reduce? That technique he is giving these shlokas. Similarly, at the prana level also, hunger and thirst. When you do upavasa one day, not palahara, taking palavidamana aharam, that is not upavasa. Totally, if your stomach is empty, you can feel that pain. Immediately, same way, thirst also, daham. These two are very painful at the pranamaya kosha level, vital body level. Similarly, at manomaya level, there are two types of pains. What are they? Raga, dvesha. This shoka, moha also, we can say. Shoka, moha. These urmis, how one can come out? Acharya says, simple. They all belong to someone else, not you. Neighborization. They belong to your neighbor. Who are they? Body is your neighbor. Your prana itself is neighbor. Nearest neighbor. That's all. Nearest neighbor. Neighbor na theriyum illayo. So, mind is also your neighbor, not you. From 43 onwards, he is talking about 5 koshas. These 5 koshas are not you. Once you dissociate them mentally, the pain also will not disturb you. Since you are identifying too much with the body, instrument, not seeing it as instrument and taking instrument as yourself. When you are driving the car, car problem belongs to car, not to you. If you are identifying with the car too much, if anything happens to the car, the scratch on the car, you feel the scratch in your heart. The feeling, identification. Too much of identity, no? Possessiveness. That you have to drop. From 43 onwards, Deha, from Deha, Annamaya Kosha Pati has taken Deha Sakshi Aham. I am the witnesser of the body. Witnesser is different from the witnessed. So I am not the body. How you apply practically? I say my body. My body is not me. What is mine is not me. My house is not me, it is my house. My body is not me because it is my body. Na aham, janma, mrityu. These are the two urmis. I said jara, but he takes janma. In janma, jara included and vyadhi included. You can take in between two also. Janma, mrityu, you can come out. How can you come out? You recognize I don't have janma and mrityu. Body is having janma and mrityu, birth and death. I am not having. I am not body. I am atma, the consciousness. Then comes to the pranamaya kosha. Pranaha na aham. Even the breathing. Moochikate. The air going inside, coming out. Ennudaya uyir solluvom. My breathing, my prana, we say, I am prana, we never say. That itself shows my prana. Your word itself says that you are not prana. But we are not recognizing that. My sari. I am not sari. My prana. I am not prana. Then who am I? Prana sakshi aham. I am the witnesser of over breathing, less breathing, no breathing, or irregular breathing, disturbed breathing, palpitation. Who is witnessing? Myself. So I am not the prana. Then shuddhi paasaha upashantihi. Hunger and thirst are bound to be there for pranamaya kosha. I watch the feeling of hunger. I watch, I witness the feeling of thirst. I know I am thirsty. I know I am hungry. The knower of hunger is different from hunger or not. The knower of thirst is different from thirst or not. I am the knower, sakshi. Therefore, pranamaya kosha also, I am not. So, second pair, urmi, shuddhi paasa, morning eating, afternoon eating, and night eating, madhya paniyam. How many times we are eating? Tomorrow again, empty stomach. From mother's womb onwards, until tomb. From mother's womb onwards until tomb, womb to tomb, no one can avoid thirst and hunger. You have to take care of that body. You have to appease hunger and thirst, provide food and water to the body. It's a survival. Otherwise, it will die, body. Therefore, we need not feel bad. I am hungry. So much hungry, so what? Look good. Idli, dosa, chapati. Eat nicely. Provide food. Nicely, juice, soup, cool drinks. Nalla. You can prepare and nicely provide. It's good. You enjoy. You need not feel bad. It is not wrong. It is the nature of the pranamaya kosha. Similarly, come to manomaya kosha. We are seen that 45 sloka. Mano na aham. Who am I? He said, I am devaha. He said, devaha means what? Chaitanyam. Chaitanya swarupam atma aham. Manaha sakshi aham. I am the witness of the mind. What mind? Morning, okay. Afternoon, okay. Evening, சோ 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 அந்த விட்னஸ் ஹவு மச் ஃப்ளக்சுவேஷன் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் த மைண்ட், த டர்புலன்ஸ், ஓவர் ஜாய், எக்ஸ்டசி, டிப்ரெஷன், லாட் ஆஃப் பிரஷர் இன்சைட் இன் த மைண்ட், பெயின். I cannot reveal to anyone this pain. Nobody can understand. I consider like that. First of all, what I think, and all of us, generally people think what? No one can understand me. What is the use of talking? Therefore, I myself, console myself, think myself and worry myself. And all I do on my own, this mind, whom I am handling, one time sorrowful, another time happy, another time over joy, another time flat. இப்படி பட்ட மனசனே how long we are handling, how long we are going to handle, lifelong. You can refine your mind. It is a lifelong process. Even jnani after jnanam also, jnani has to refine his mind. It is a hobby. What to do in a nice day? Enjoy. You know, improving the mind. Let my mind should not disturb others. That's the main. Let my mind should not disturb others. Called refining my mind. A healthy, positive, friendly. We are all friendly towards ourselves. Learn to be friendly with others. Learn to be compassionate towards others. We are compassionate towards ourselves. We are pity of ourselves. Teach your mind to be pity of others. Teach your mind to be concerned about others. Teach your mind to show empathy upon others. Teach your mind to be sympathize upon others, beings also, not only human beings. Teach your mind. You are a teacher to your mind. Therefore, I am Sakshi. I am training my mind, refining my mind. It's a lifelong process. Make your mind a beautiful mind. Just as you decorate with ornaments, makeup, flowers, a lot of things you put, no? Like that, make your mind also beautiful, alankarana. With what alankarana? Not with hatred or jealousy or parama, you know. And not with all negative, asuric nature, but divine. Divine. Decorate your mind with love. One ornament, imagine. Decorate your mind with love. Decorate your mind with compassion. Decorate your mind with forgiveness. Decorate your mind with accommodation. Decorate your mind with respect. Decorate your mind with confidence. Decorate your mind with courage. Decorate your mind with what? All daily sampatta. All the ornaments you are putting to your mind. What a mind. Such a mind is a beautiful mind. Such a person is called a walking God on the earth. Walking God on the earth. This is the really wealth you can deposit in your bank. Moksha bank. You can deposit. You can deposit in your moksha bank. Adha enga irukana kekkadenga. Kesari High School la da irukana. Okay. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka also we have seen buddhi na aham. Same case. Buddhi, the intellect, vijnanamaya kosha, also I am not. Aham buddhi sakshi. I have intelligence. I have nice intelligence. I have so-so intelligence. I know what I don't know. I know what I know. Therefore I am the sakshi. I know how much I am intelligent. I know how many things I do not know. Nobody knows. I know how many things I know. I know how many things I do not know. But unknown things are many. Big list. Known things are very few. Namma sanna apdina theriyum. Once you talk with others, start doing some work along with others, we come to know how much we know. When we are not associated with others or doing work along with them, we think we know everything. When you start working with others, when you do some help to others in writing or reading or something, anything when you do for others, you come to know how many you do not know. Many times we come to know, our limitation we come to know. Who is that? I am the Sakshi of this Vijnanamaya Kosha, my own Vijnanamaya Kosha. I am not Vijnanamaya Kosha. Every intellect has got its own limitations. No intellect is perfect in the world except Ishvara Bhagavan, only Sarvajnaha. No one is Sarvajnaha. Everyone is Alpajnaha only, including Jnani. Aparavidya, however much you study, it is endless. Any Shastra, Siksha, Kalpam, Vyakaranam, Niruktam, Shandas, Jyotisham, Computer, Chemistry, Physics, Zoology, Botany, whatever science you take, no one is 100% perfect in any science. It is not possible because the subject science is so vast. Any subject for that matter. You go and ask any person who has mastered in that field, he says, I want to learn further. I want to know so many other things. There are so many other areas which I do not know. You go and interview that person. I know very little. We think he knows very everything. You go and ask him, I think you have lot of knowledge. No. I know very little, he says. But the whole world praising him, gives a Nobel laureate and a Nobel prize for him. But he says, I know very little. There is a lot more to know. That much limitation is possible at the intellectual level. So who is the witnesser of this? Knowledgeable intellect, so-so intellect, poor buddhu. Buddhi ki badala buddhu. No intellect at all. Intellect irukku, adanal vela panna. Sakshi aham. That is matter, body, prana, and mind, intellect, all are matter. Matter means what? Jadam. Don't take yourself back. They are all your instruments. They are all your instruments. Next shloka, I will read. Kartrubhava nivrittihi here. What is the benefit of if I know I am not Vijnanamaya Kosha? Second line, 46th shloka, Kartrubhava nivrittihi. I am the doer. I have not brought up my children properly. I have not provided this. I have not done that. Kimahagum sadhuna karavam. Kimahagum papamakarvam iti. Why I did like this? Like this worry. The Kartrutva bhavana, doership. I am the doer. I am doing this. Why that Kartrutva bhavana? If you think my intellect, I am the intelligent person, I know everything, I want to teach everyone, that bhavana should not be there. Doership. Doership should not be there. Who am I to give? I am like a pipeline. Just I share what I know. This is not my knowledge, what I have received from my teachers, my ancestors, whatever I have taken, received from them, just I am sharing with a lot of mistakes. With a lot of mistakes means with my limitations and ardham. What is the big thing I have to feel proud I am the doer? Kartrutva bhavana edukaha? I need not feel. On the other hand, I have to feel Bhagavan has given this much opportunity at least to share with someone. Feel happy. We need not feel that I am the doer. Thinking, wife thinking I am doing so much to my husband. Wife thinking I am doing so much to my wife. Children are thinking I am doing lot of to my parents. Parents thinking to children. Why like this? Some people I am doing MLAs, MPs. I am doing so much to the country. What you are doing? You are taking from the country. You are taking from the nature. It is your responsibility. emotionally, wife and husband, spouse, children, we all these, we are taking from them. Therefore, you have to do for them. Where is the question of doing? That doership, contribution, we as a contributor, rather than consumer. We, by birth, our nature is what? I want to get love, care, money from others. This is called grabbing nature. Consumer nature. We as a contributor all the time. Contribute love, contribute money, contribute dress, contribute food, contribute everything, service to everyone. Never say, I am serving to the country. Who am I to serve? I am doing my duty and solano. I am doing my duty because I am taking so much from this creation for my survival, for this body. The air I am taking from outside, the food I am taking from outside, for every minute, for my survival, I am getting everything from outside. Therefore, I have to contribute in return. Otherwise, I am a senaha, thief. I am a thief otherwise. He redundant where? Contribute. Show gratitude. Never say, I am doing so much to others. You are not doing. You are doing your duty. It is your responsibility, duty towards family, children, grandchildren, to the society, towards teachers, towards elders. It is your duty. Whether they ask or not, it is your duty to do. When they ask and you are doing, what is big thing? Before they are asking, am I doing my duty towards husband, towards children, towards grandchildren, towards my neighbors, towards society, towards to my guru, to my in-laws, to my parents, am I doing my duty? Do. Always do, do, do. That's all. Never say, I am doing. That kartrutva bhavana is the most culprit, rahankara. Silently do, don't publicize. Na adi pandita, idi pandita. Kartrutva bhavana inside. And afterwards what? Publication, paper. I was telling others, na idi pandina, adi pandina, I have done this, I have done this. Why we have to say others? That means there is a lot more. I am expecting some admiration from others. These are all, no? Mind does a lot of mischievous things. Be careful always. That's why humility is very, very important. The more you develop humility and the more you grow, never think I am doing. But mind, arrogance, ignorance only is the cause for all this. One more left out, that is Anandamaya Kosha. Four koshas over, now come to fifth kosha, 47.
Na jnanam syamaham devaham. Ajnana sakshiti nishchayat. Sarvanartha nivritti syat. Iti vedanta dindimaha. Ajnanam na aham syat. Ajnanam means here anandamaya koshaha or karana shariram. Aham ajnanam na syat. Ajnanam means ignorance. When we go to sleep, we don't know anything. Total bliss. Ignorance is total bliss. That is why sleep is blissful. Very, very happy. Because we are totally ignorant. That ajnanam am I? That which belongs to Anandamaya Kosha.
am I that ajnanam? No, I am not that ajnanam also. How do you know? You say, I have ignorance. What you have is not you. Therefore, ignorance is there in Anandamaya Kosha, one of the Kosha among five. So it is not, even if I have some ignorance, okay, don't feel bad. Adhudhani irukki namakitte. You need not feel bad. Many things we do not know. Or slokam padike theriyadhu namakku, enna theriyum perusa. Bhagavad Gita 18 chapters names we do not know. We are studying 15 years. Ippo nikka vetti sollanu sonna bakku bakku. Ajnanam. Accept this. What to do? So ajnanam is there. Ignorance. It is there. Where? Anandamaya Kosha. How do you know ignorance is there? Ignorance is there when you wake up, you say, Aham Sukham Aswapsam. I slept well. Aham Sukham. Don't sleep loud. Aswapsam. I slept well the night. Next, what is it? I don't know anything. Nakins is avedisham. நம்ம இங்கிலீஷ்ல தமிழ்ல சொல்றது அங்க சான்ஸ்கிரிட்ல சொன்ன அவ்வளவுதான். நகிஞ்சித் அவேதிஷம். அவேதிஷம் மீன்ஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ. ஈவன் எ வீ பிட் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ அபவுட் மை பாடி, ஐ டோன்ட் நோ அபவுட் மை பிராணா, ஐ டோன்ட் நோ அபவுட் மை மைண்ட் ஆர் இன்டலெக்ட், ஐ டோன்ட் நோ அபவுட் எனி திங், ஐ டோன்ட் நோ அபவுட் மை ஸ்பவுஸ், சில்ட்ரன், கிராண்ட் சில்ட்ரன், ஐ டோன்ட் நோ எனி திங். What do you know now? I don't know anything. That's what I'm telling. Nakinchid avedisham. How do you know? Don't talk too much. I know that's all. I know that's all. I am the Sakshi. When I was sleeping in my deep sleep, I am the witnesser of my ignorance. I don't know anything. That's why after waking up, I am telling to my family members, yesterday night I slept very well. I don't know anything. Like log of wood. Adhu vere. Example also. Like log of wood. Log of wood doesn't know anything. Like that only I slept. Without knowing. But you are there to register that ignorance. One witnesser witnessing the ignorance. Otherwise, if that registering witnesser is not there, you cannot talk about that ignorance after waking up. Clear? You cannot talk about that ignorance in the sleep after waking up. Somebody might have registered. Are you getting the point? Somebody might have registered that I don't know anything in the night. Now he is revealing, expressing after waking up. Without registering that ignorance, you cannot express now. Who is that? Who is registered? Sakshi, witnesser, Chaitanya, Brahma, Aham. I have registered. Devaha, Aham, Vosi, Aham. Ajnanam, Sakshi, Iti. Ajnanam, that Chidabhasa is not available. In that sleep, ahankara is not available. Now you are in huchi avastha, jagra avastha. Ahankara is available. Therefore, you are not ignorant of your body. You are not ignorant of your where you are, other people. You are not ignorant now. Why? Ahankara, that chidabhasa is available now. In sleep, that chidabhasa is also not available. Therefore, you do not know. Ajnana Sakshi Aham, because Chidabhasa is not there. Nishchayat, with this conviction, Ajnana Sakshi Aham. People say, I want to know the Atma. You cannot know the Atma, it is not possible. Because if you want to know the Atma, it has to become an object. Suppose you want to know the Sakshi. Sakshi means witnesser. If you want to know the Sakshi, how do you know Sakshi? You are the Sakshi. You are the witnesser. Witnesser cannot be witnessed. Witnesser cannot be witnessed. Therefore, this karana shariram, it has got lot of names in Tattva Bodha also. Vesa avidya, anirvachya avidya, ajnanam one name, avidya another name, anandamaya kosha another name, karana shariram another name. All are synonyms. These are all synonyms. You cannot know this Sakshi, because Sakshi happens to be yourself. Next shloka we will read. Aham Sakshi Tiyo Vidyat. Vivichyaiva punah punah. Sayeva mukto sau vidvan. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. One more important point regarding the karana shariram we have to know. In deep sleep, I don't know anything. When we say, immediately we take blankness. Even while doing meditation also, some people say, my mind become blank. It is not blankness. Blankness means not nothingness. Blankness means everything is in potential form. Karana shariram is called bija shariram, bijavastha. Everything is there in bijavastha, potentially in unmanifest form. Therefore, there is no blankness at all, really speaking. The one who is witnessing the blankness is there, no? How can it be blankness? I told you, no, when you come to the hall, nobody is there. You say, nobody is there. That is a wrong statement. Nobody is there, no one else is there other than me. So, blankness. Mind is fully thoughtless. I am in blank state. Not blank. There is some witnesser who is seeing the blankness. Who is witnessing the blankness? So blankness is not nothingness. Blankness is equal to everything is in potential form, unmanifest form. Stula sharira, sukshma sharira are not known in karana avastha. In deep sleep state, ignorance is predominant, anandamay kosha is predominant. That's why you enjoy the sleep. Blankness means not nothingness. Your sanchita karma, your agami karma, your prarabdha karma, all are in taking rest. Is it blankness? In seed, nothing is there. There is mango seed, has got mango tree in what form? Potential form. Unmanifest form. You cannot say it is blank. The bija is blank, you cannot say. All are in cold form, capsule form. Karana shariram or anandamaya kosha is like a volcano. Anytime it can come out. Like forest fire. Yappu fire varumo theriyadu. Forest, no? One tree and other tree, they rub each other. Suddenly fire comes. Recently in Hooti, somewhere, that happened. Tirupati and many places happen. In America, many places it happens. Outside forest it is like that. In ocean also. lot of things happen. Similarly, in mountains also, they are all in potential form. Similarly, our karana shariram also like a time bomb. Any time, tick, 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 enna sanchitam karma, enna ayami prarabdha is going to come, we do not know. What next moment we are going to experience, none of us know. That is why it is called karana shariram bija avastha, potentially, not nothingness. In karanavastha, deep sleep, everything is there in potential form. What is the proof? If it is not there, you cannot remember your husband after waking up. You cannot remember your son or daughter. In the morning, who are you? You have to ask. If they are all not in potential form, in sleep, you have to ask him, who are you? He will also ask you, who are you? That means what? All our relation, that memory, is in just potential form. Is it blankness? We can never say blankness. It is in potential form. That is why it is called karanavastha. Karana for what? Karyam. Jagrat and Swapna Karyam comes from karana sushupti. Karanavastha. So, aham sakshi yeti yaha vidvan. You have to take first, evam punaha punaha vivichya. 30-40 minutes we are talking about all these koshas. Okay, evam punaha punaha, again and again. Harichinamavi arakkarada nardham, punaha punaha nardham. Grinding the same mau again and again. Nalla pishta peshana nyayam. Adi madri punaha punaha na vivichya. Vivichya dhatu. Having done thorough discrimination, analysis, understanding. Then what to do now? After, I am not Annamaya Kosha, I am not Pranamaya Kosha, I am not Manomaya Kosha, I am not Vijnanamaya Kosha, I am not Anandamaya Kosha, who am I? I am blankness. That's what you say. Acharya says, Aham Sakshi Iti. I am the witnesser of these five koshas. Now, are you sure? Are you witnesser or not? This is a practical lesson, not just a theory. This is the practical way of understanding. Sakshi iti yaha vidvan, whoever knows this, whoever knows in this manner, aham sakshi iti panchakosha sakshi panchakosha vilakshanaha aham sahayeva muktaha. Such a person alone is liberated, muktaha. Really liberated one. Are you liberated now or not? Liberated. Sahayeva muktaha. Vedanta Dindima student alone is muktaha. Vidvan also. You are the wise person. Because you know, I am not this matter. Body is made out of matter, bhautikam. It is experienced by me, drishyam. It is savikaram, it is changing. It is sagunam, it has got attributes. It has got arrival and departure. I, the sakshi, am not made out of five elements. I am turiyam. I am not witnessed by anything. I am not available for objectification. Drishyatvam is not there. I am nirgunam. I am attributeless. I am changeless, nirvikaram. I have no arrival and departure. Anagama pai, I am. One more also. Asamhatatvam. I am not an assemblage like matter. The sukshma shariram is an assemblage package. Election package. Election package madri. It is a package. Made out of five elements. 17 components, factors are there. Assemblage. Sanghata. This is made out of matter. These are all sense organs and assemblage. I am not the Turiya Atma, I am not assemblage. I am Swatantraha, Asamhataha, made out of what and made out of everything is made out of me. I am not made out of anything. Muktaha Vidwan, who says Vedanta Dindimaha. In the much solitary phone, everybody Vedant, who says and Vedanta Dindima students says and Solano. Everybody Solano? Vedanta Dindima students declare. Satyam. Okay. Next shloka.
Naham mayana tat karyam. Tatsakshi paramosmyaham. Iti nissamshaya jnanat. Muktir vedanta dindimaha.
Here he is going to talk about I am free from all these futures. I am the Sakshi. The entire universe is divided into two, Karyam and Karanam. Jagat is called Karyam. Here Jagat means Sukshma, Prapancha, Sula Prapancha. You can take Sukshma Shariram, Sula Shariram also. Swamini, Jagat only you said. Why to take Shariram? Your Shariram is included in this Jagat. All Sula Shariram's put together, Sula Prapancha. All subtle bodies put together, subtle universe. All gross bodies put together, gross universe. Gross subtle bodies put together, subtle universe. Macro level, micro level. This macro and micro both are karyam only. Jagat is karyam. Whose karyam? Maya karyam. Maya. Maya is Maya. Maya has got so many names. Acharya writes beautifully. Maya is known as avyakratam, avyaktam, aksharam, akashaha. Then this is called bijam, shaktihi, prakritihi. It's called maya. All these are synonyms. Whole universe is made out of tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha akashad vayuhu vayor agnihi agnirapaha adhyaprithi prithivya oshadhayaha. All these are come under karyam. Karyam comes from karanam. Gold is karanam. All ornaments are product karyam. Can karyam exist separate from karanam? Cannot. So karanam and karyam. Karyam cannot exist separate from karanam. Karanam alone is appearing as karyam. Whatever is appearing is maya karyam. That is why one Devadas song, Jagame Maya. Jagame Maya, where it is written, Vedanta Dindimaha. Aham na Maya aham na tatkaryam. Tatkaryam is Maya karyam. Jagat aham na. I am the witnesser of Maya karyam. I am the witnesser of Maya karyam. Tat sakshi. Tat sakshi means what? Maya karya jagat sakshi aham. Until now, each kosha jashti level he has negated. Now he is speaking samashti level. Jashti, samashti, you have to negate both. Both you have to negate. Some people negate whole world. They cannot negate their body.
Some people negate their body, but they cannot negate their mamiyar. மாமியார் சத்தியம், மருமகனே சத்தியம். எனக்கு ஒண்ணுமே இல்ல சுவாமி, மத்தவங்கள எல்லாம் மத்தவங்க எங்க இருக்காப்பா, அது பிரம்மன் தானே, மாயா தானே, காரியம் தானே. வாட் எவர் இஸ் யுவர் சீயிங் இஸ் மாயா, பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஒன். சோ தற்காரியம் தற்சாட்சி மீன்ஸ் மாயா சாட்சி. மாயா சாட்சி என்ன, மாயன்னு பார்க்க முடியுமா? I am the witnesser of Maya. Hey, Maya is an invisible form. Now, are you seeing Maya or not? Enna sollana theriyala. Yes, I am seeing. I am seeing Maya, which is in body. In bodies, in the names and forms. All are Maya only. World is visible Maya. World is visible Maya. Maya is invisible Maya. Prakriti is invisible Maya. World is visible Maya. World is visible Maya. Prakriti is invisible Maya. That's all. Then who am I? World is Maya Karyam. I am the witnesser of that world. Aham Paramaha Asmi. I am Param Brahma, I am the Supreme Brahman. Now who is this Sakshi is telling? If you work with Sakshi, 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 you go and home and you say, I am Sakshi, I am the witnesser. Even you are Pudusa Undrika. New member. Already we are in each of 7 members. Who is this Sakshi fellow? Who? Everywhere I am Sakshi, Jolra. Acharya got doubt. These people will take Sakshi separately. Therefore, let me complete this. Sakshi Aham Paramahan. Param Brahma. Paramatma. Sakshi. Iti Nisamshaya Jnanam Jnanat. With this doubt-free knowledge. Nisamshaya manna Samshaya Rahitam. Nisamshayam. Doubt-free knowledge. All doubts just dissolve. No doubt at all. How it comes in us? First Shravanam. Thorough listening to Shastra from a Guru. Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, thorough study, Shravanam. Then Mananam. Reflecting upon the teaching. Then Nididhyasanam. Mananam. சம்சய நிவத்தியர்த்தம் ஸ்ரவணம் அஜ்ஞான நிவத்தியர்த்தம். ஸ்ரவணம் இஸ் மென்ட் டு ரிமூவ் மை இக்னரன்ஸ் அபவுட் மை செல்ஃப். ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? வேர் ஃப்ரம் ஐ எம் கமிங்? வேர் ஆம் ஐ கோயிங்? ஐ எம் ஃபாதர் ஆஃப் சோன்ஸ். ஐ ஹவ் கம் ஃப்ரம் மயிலாப்பூர். ஐ ஹவ் கம் ஃப்ரம் கும்பகோணம். நாட் லைக் தட். ஐ ஹவ் நெவர் கம். ஐ எம் நெவர் கோயிங். நிசம்சய ஜானம். My Guru says, I am Sakshi. My Guru says, I am Brahman. Your Guru says, your Urmis can never go away. Urmis pain cannot go. You have to say, I am Brahman. You can't say, when you study Shastra properly, systematically. Nisamshaya Jnanat. Mukti hi. That alone is called Mukti. By Nisamshaya Jnanam, doubtful knowledge is as good as ignorance. Doubtful knowledge is as good as ignorance. You do not know. Therefore, the knowledge is a knowledge when that is free from doubts. So, just getting information is not a big thing. Tomorrow, parrot also is the answer. Becoming a Pandita scholar in Shastra is not the aim. I should know clearly. Nisamshaya Jnanata Eva Muktihi. Mukti means liberation. Liberation from what? Liberation from all problems, limitations. Next shloka.
Naham Sarvam Aham Sarvam. மம சர்வமிதி ஸ்புடம் ஜ்ஞாதி சத்வே குதோ துக்கம், இதி வேதாம் தடிந்தி மஹம்.
Now, after chitva, bhitva, all this, by destroying, by breaking, the urmis, panchakoshas, all this, if you cross over, then what left out? What is your knowledge? What is the outcome? That he says, you understand, I am everything, everything is me, he says. In this shloka, very nice shloka, you see, all are very important. First, you have to take, Aham sarvam mama bhavati iti. Everything belongs to me. Sarvam mama bhavati, you have to supply. Everything belongs to me. Sarvam mama bhavati. Then, second statement, sarvam aham bhavami. சர்வம் அகம் பவாமி, எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் மீ அலோன், எவ்ரிதிங் பிலாங்ஸ் டு மீ. மம பவதி மீன்ஸ் பிலாங்ஸ் டு மீ, அகம் சர்வம் பவாமி மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் மீ. தேர்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், சர்வம் அகம் ந பவாமி, எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் நாட் மீ. கான்ட்ரடிக்ஷன், ஹவு கேன் யூ சே சோ? We have to understand, Aham sarvam mama bhavati. Sarvam means whatever I see is born out of me. Sarvam mama bhavati means what? Suppose water says sarvam mama bhavati. What? Waves, bubbles, foam, everything belongs to me. Water can say, why? Bubbles, waves cannot exist separate from water. Similarly, Aidi Turiya Atma can say, everything emerges out of me. Mayeva sakalam jatam. Mayi sarvam pratishthitam. Mayi sarvam layam yati. Kaivalya Upanishad. Or Taittiri Upanishad will say, வாயு, அக்னி, வாட்டர், எர்த், எவ்ரிதிங் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் மீ. தேர்ஃபோர் தி கோல்ட் ஆல்சோ சேம், தங்கமாளிகை கோல்டு, எவ்ரிதிங் பிலாங்ஸ் டு மீ. ஆல் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் சீம், எவ்ரிதிங் பிலாங்ஸ் டு மீ. கரெக்டா இல்லையா? கரெக்ட் தான். சிமிலர்லி ஆல் பாடிஸ் பிலாங்ஸ் டு மீ. Who? Which me? OC or RC? OC. Turiya Atma can say everything belongs to me. Then second statement, Sarvam Aham Bhavami. Everything is me. Because in every ornament, gold is there or not? Everything is me. Water says, everything is me. Wave is me, bubble is me, foam is me, because I am there in everything. Similarly, Turiya Atma, everything is me means, I am the Satta Spurti Pradata. Every Nama Rupa cannot exist without me. Therefore, everything is me. I am the Karana. For everything, it has got Satta. I am there. Then the third statement, sarvam aham na bhavami. Sarvam nama rupa, really speaking, it is only appearance. It is only appearance. Really not me. Masthani sarvabhutani nachamasthani bharata. I am everything, at the same time I am not everything. How can you say so? You can. Really, that ornaments are there separate from gold? Are there ornaments separate from gold? There are two entities, ornaments and gold. Ornaments only appear and there is only one. What is that? Gold. All earthenwares are all there, appearing. They are only one clay. Waves, bubbles, all are appearing, but only one water. Similarly, entire jagat, nama, rupa, waves are nothing but one chaitanyam brahma. Therefore, they are not really there. Asarvam aham nabhavami. They are really not there. I am not that. Chain, bangle, not there really. Adhe madri, I am appearing as though many. They are not real. This is the meaning of how to dwell upon. In Brihadaranyaka, it is said, Sarvam, one word is very important. Sarvam yadayam atma. Everything is atma only. Nothing is there. Yattu sarvani bhutani atmanyevanu pashyati sarvam sarvabhuteshu atma. Sarvabhuteshu cha atmanam tatona vijugupsate. Such a person never seek any protection from anything because everything is atma. We look from the ahankara standpoint. Everything atma was anirikana. You can never understand from ahankara standpoint. You have to see the content. Wave as wave is different from ocean. But you see wave as water, it is not different. Similarly, see everyone as atma, atma, atma. You yourself also atma. Everything is atma alone. Sarvam atma eva abhut. Satra ko mohaha kashokaha ekatva manupashyataha. Once I see that inhearing, inhears, that atma inhears in everything. I am, I am, I am, aham, aham, iti. In every one of us. That is the true nature. Iti sputam, sarvam iti sputam, jnate tatve, tatve jnate sati. Once you know this truth, kutaha dukkham, where is dukkham? Where is sorrow? Where is sorrow? Sorrow is in me. I am not sorrowful. Sorrow is manifesting in me. Ananda is manifesting in me. Everything is rising and disappearing in me. Nothing belongs to me. It is only an appearance. Appearance is real or unreal? You are appearing so beautiful, Anna. That means you are not really beautiful. It is both me Vedanta again. Whole world is an appearance. Totram. Tamil Solomana. Totram. Totram Nijama Nijamala. It is not Nijam. Who is the real? I am Satyam. I am not Totram. For whom everything is Totram is not Totram. For whom everything is visible, it is unreal. That person who is the witnesser is not Nitya. He is Satyam, Satyam, Satyam. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Iti Vedanta Dindima students. It is the declaration of Vedanta Dindima students. It will be Azza Halapore. Nice, yeah. At least India was happy. I recall Ananda in my class. When you go home, no water, no current, no problem. All problems will come. Even all problems are in me only. I am only manager. Just they are all rising in me. Therefore, life is wonderful. Life is wonderful. If you are a muktaha, life is wonderful. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.